people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. Jesus, please let the people who listen to this walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts.
Welcome. Listen to One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute. And my name is David Gallner. I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to talk about today is what? Easter. He has risen. He has risen indeed. And we're going to talk about, this is Resurrection Sunday. But before I do that, how can I say this? There are many people who are called, but few are chosen. In Matthew 7 is very clear. It talks about the narrow road and the wide road. So the question is, what road are you on? Are you on the narrow road or the wide road? And when you die, do you know for sure that you're going to spend eternity in heaven? Do you know, or do you have the hope so, not the know so? We'll talk about the secret. It's really not a secret. It's throughout the Bible. It's available to all. He wants all to come to repentance. But again, many people were called, but few are chosen, because God foreknows who's going to come to him. So we're going to talk about that. And many people think they're going to get into heaven because they're a good old gal or a good old boy. Well, the Bible is very clear. There's none righteous. No, not one. You know, I've heard it said, God will accept me because I know I'm a good person. Maybe you have said that as well, but all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, you and I are filthy rags. So let me give you some contact information. Legacy Educational Institute is located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, in a development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left. Catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. The reason I'm giving you the address, you may want to stop by and get some of these resources, which we'll talk about. I only mentioned very few of them, but we have a lot of resources that we give out. And, of course, our objective behind this, to help fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. Some people will throw in the verse 18 as well. And Acts 1:8. We're all commanded, if you're a believer, to do what? We can't convict, we can't convert, we can't save. Our job is to what? Tell. The Holy Spirit does the convicting, the converting, and the saving. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way. Our local number is 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I'm going to give you my cell, 724-699-3789. You can text me or call me at number as well. Our website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. We also do another radio show on Saturday. It's an hour long. This is a half hour from 11 to 12 on WPIC 790 AM called The Dave Bashiri Show, where we talk about financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, you name it, investment saving. We have a variety of different strategies. If you're interested in some educational material, my suggestion is go to our main website, legacyfinancialservice.com, legacyfinancialservice.com. Click on the affiliate button, and you'll see six other websites, including onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. So let's talk about, I heard it said, God will accept me because I know I'm a good person. Here's the question. Are humans basically good? I've heard it said, God will accept me because I know I'm a good person. Our culture loves to celebrate that humans are basically good and not sinful. But is that true? If a human does something that is harmful, then it must be because of a complex or what? Sociological factors or my parents that negatively affected that person. Can't be me. No, 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 no. Our culture just despises the idea of sin. Sin? What is that? A breaking moral rules from God? And if there is a God, you can what? Earn his approval by living well. And a lot of cults believe that you can balance the scales out. No, you cannot do that. Here's an example. You might have heard this gentleman's name, a billionaire. Michael Bloomberg is one of the richest people in the world. He was mayor of New York City for three terms, from 2002 to 2013. 4 months after he finished his terms as governor, the New York Times published a story about him. The story says that Bloomberg senses that he may not have much time left as he would like. He has a little doubt about what would await him at Judgment Day. There's two judgments I talk about. The Great White Throat Judgment for non-believers will spend eternity in hell. Then the Bema Judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, where believers will be tested by fire to put you in heaven. So Bloomberg thinks he has earned God's favor on the basis of his work on gun safety, obesity, and smoking cessation. Where did he get that? Obviously, he's never read the Bible. And he said, with a grin, I'm telling you, if there's a God, that's another question mark, when I get to heaven, I'm not stopping to be interviewed. I'm heading straight in. I have earned. You hear that pride, arrogance? I have earned my place in heaven. It's not even close. That's a tragedy, folks. Tragedy. How many people today think like that? How many people think they can earn God's approval by how they live? The truth is that you're not good. You're bad. You and I are filthy rags compared to a righteous, holy God. So we're going to talk about this secret on Resurrection Sunday. It's available to all, but there is no salvation without brokenness. There is no salvation without repentance. And you're not going to repent, ask for godly forgiveness of your sins, unless you humble yourself. Those who are humble will be exalted, and those who are exalted will be humbled. The Bible says, none righteous, Romans 3:10, no, not one. So I said before, all of sin and fall short of glory of God. No one understands. No one sinks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they have become worthless. No one does that good, not even one. So if people aren't bad, then the good news is it isn't good. The good news is only as good as the bad news is bad. And the bad news is really bad. Namely, we deserve God's wrath. You and I deserve hell because we have rebelled. Yes, we have rebelled against our Creator. So what is the secret to spending eternity in heaven? What is the secret for spending eternity in heaven? It's very simple. He stands at the door. knocks. He will open the door if we humble. James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord and he'll lift you up. Repent, godly sorrow, ask for forgiveness. Then accept what? Jesus Christ as God, deity, fully God, fully man, hypostatic union, fancy church's word. Then receive, and then the lordship become. That is the secret, folks. That is the secret. There should be some kind of fruit, but you will not get there because you're a good old gal or a good old boy. So some of the resources we have that we want to help give to you, we want to give them to you first of all, and then our objective is that you read them and pass them on to others and then call and get some more. So we're giving out The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, the condensed version. Biblical Answers About Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. You get goosebumps when you read that. The $1 trillion Bill, and I was just informed the lady was in here earlier. The prison ministry had a lady take a bunch of those, and they're not allowed. They're not allowed to do that. They stopped them. Yes, they stopped them. But anyway, you can get it. The $1 trillion Bill has Abraham Lincoln's picture on one side, but on the important side, it's worth more than $1 trillion. The $1 trillion question is, will you spend eternity in heaven? It has the gospel message. People won't throw that away. And then from Evangelism Explosion, two question marks. Number one, will you spend eternity in heaven? And if so, why should God let you in? We have a lot more resources. If you can't stop by at Legacy Educational Institute, you'll see our sign out there. Either door you can come in, 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, onewaytoheaven.com has all our contact information. We'll mail them to you, and we'll even pay shipping and handling. Again, our phone number is 724-983-1617. My cell is 724-699-3789. 724-699-3789. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Resurrection Sunday, the foundation of the resurrection. So please listen to an important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. This is the One Way Radio Network. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. Again, I'm the founder and CEO of this nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. If you care to make a donation, go to our website, onewaytoheaven.com. Onewaytoheaven.com. You'll see our contact information. Or you can write to me at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148. My email is david@leavealegacy.com. Our local number is 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. My cell number is 724-699-3789. You can text me at that number too, 724-699-3789, or call me as well. So in this segment, this is Resurrection Sunday. That's the most important holiday. If you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, you don't want the hope so, you want the know so. Most important decision you could possibly make. Besides that, once you do that, then you want the lordship. You want to become more like him. Now, we fall way, way short, but the key is getting plugged in after you become a believer. Humble, repent, believe, receive, become. Start reading your Bible daily, praying, get plugged in a Bible-based Christ Center, Family Order, Church. The one I go to is Truth and Grace Fellowship, 786 Karen Lane, Hermitage, PA. They have three services on Sunday, 8 a.m., 9:45 a.m., and 11:30 p.m. You can go to their website, Truth, Grace, fellowship.com. Check out some of their past sermons or go to YouTube, do a search there. You know, the truth will set you free. Grace covers a multitude of sins, and fellowship, iron sharpens iron. So wherever you go, make sure that you go to a church that's Bible-based, Christ-centered, family-oriented, that preaches the word in season and out of season, 2 Timothy 2:4. So then Bible study. We're under construction. You never arrive. You have to die daily. So here's the question, the foundation of the resurrection. And we're going to talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15, or not verse 15, chapter 15, verse 21 and 22. And this kind of provides a theological foundation for all what I'm going to talk about. Paul reaches back to the book of Genesis. Yep, the foundation, Genesis. You must read Genesis. You must read all the Bible. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped to do every good work. The Bible, the word is a lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. For since by man came death, by man also came what? The resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. This provides the foundation, the understanding in matters of life, death, and yes, eternity. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. Verse 21 in chapter 15, 1 Corinthians, blames one man for the mess we're in. And who is that? Poor Adam. He sinned and died, and of course we inherit the deadly virus of sin from him. Yes, it's imputed upon us. But there was another man. Notice the word is capitalized in verse 21, referring to who? Jesus, deity, fully God, fully man, who came to clean up the mess and to deliver us from death. In Adam, we all die, but in Christ, we're what? Made alive. That's why it's very important. Resurrection Sunday. But the other man, Jesus, again, brought resurrection to life. The other man was death. The passage suggests there are, in effect, two races. Yeah, two races of humanity. There's the race of the natural man, the old nature, then you have the new man, and the race of the spiritual man. Adam is, of course, what? The head of the natural race. He stands for all who are members of the human race who are sinners. Yeah, amen to that. That's me. That's you who are dying. Jesus Christ is the head of the spiritual race. Those who have found forgiveness of sin by his blood, if we humble, repent, believe, and receive, and become, and possess the hope of eternal life by his victory over the tomb, how blessed is it to be in his family. Do you know him? Has there been a place and time where you, in fact, have humbled, repent, and believe, or you like Bloomberg's thinking that you're a pretty good gal or good old boy? Notice also in verse 22, there are two occurrences of the word all. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. All. The first part of the verse is clear. It reminds us of Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You hear that word all again? But what does the last part of verse 22 mean? Even so in Christ all shall be made alive. If you humble, repent, believe, receive, and become made alive, you have a new creation. But what does the last part of verse 22 mean? Even so in Christ, all shall be made alive. That doesn't mean every single person. No. Many are called, but few are chosen. On earth, the narrow road, the wide road, will receive eternal life regardless of the response to Christ. It is done to teach universalism. That's what some people used to believe. They used to believe all are going to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. No, 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 no. The doctrine that says everybody is ultimately going to be saved doesn't say that. It says that all of us who are in who? Christ. It does not teach universalism. In fact, we're just going through 16 weeks of church history. The doctrine that says everybody is ultimately going to be saved, you need to run. That's a false doctrine. It says that all of us who are in Christ, we're made alive at the coming resurrection. Only in Christ shall we be made alive. Plainly put, if you are born twice, you only have to die, how many times? Once. But if you have only been born once, you've got to die twice. He stands at the door and knocks. What judgment do you want? Be at the great white throne judgment or the Bema judgment? Plainly put, again, if you're born twice, you only have to die once. But if you're only been born once, you have to die twice. A person by the name of Michelle Cousin wrote a blog post titled, What Easter Means to Me. And here's what she had to say. Added a picture from her past. It was on Easter Sunday, photo from her childhood. Michelle was a little girl, dressed in her Easter outfit, holding her dad's hand. He was dressed in a blue sport coat. Standing beside them was her mother in a fancy green dress. In her arms was Michelle's little brother, a toddler. It was a classic Easter picture from days gone by. Michelle said tears came to her eyes as she studied the picture, and she remembered fragments of those Easter seasons of her childhood. Sitting at the dark brown laminate kitchen table, the smell of vinegar burning my nose, she said, while I dipped hard-boiled eggs into large coffee mugs, how the pink and green dye would stain my fingers, and how I wiped them clean underneath the tabletop when my mama wasn't looking. She said, searching frantically for Easter eggs in the backyard of our Arizona home and trying to collect far more than my study little brother, posing for family pictures on her lawn after Sunday morning Easter service at a church. Dressed on our finest, smiling and holding hands, but the tears, she said, have progressed. Michelle's father has since passed away. Michelle is now married, has 6 children, is a popular speaker, an author, and 3-time cancer survivor. Wow. Easter means far more than it did before, she said. Easter means I have a friend who understands long, lonely nights filled with questions. Easter means I have a co-sufferer who knows the agony of physical pain. Easter means I have a Savior who faced death so I would no longer need to fear it. Easter means He went first, and Easter means He beat it. Easter means I have a Father who will never, never leave or will hold my hand through whatever may come. Can you say amen to that? And I have something to add to that, she said. For the Christian, Easter is a daily event. There's never a day when those who are in Christ are separated from the presence living of the Lord when we receive Him as Savior. We pass from the hopelessness of Adam to the certain hope of Christ. So on this Resurrection Sunday, do you know for sure that you've accepted Him? Have you been born again? John 3:3 says that you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. It's not like being pregnant. Either you are or you're not. Has there been a place in time where you've humbled, repent, believe, receive, and become? If you haven't, we'd like you to call our office at 724-983-1617. 724-983-1617. We have some resources for you. We'll pray for you. The Holy Spirit does the convicting, the converting, and saving. So thanks for tuning in. This is Resurrection Sunday. He has risen. Yes, he has risen indeed. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, this is a day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Does not a son know the Father's heart? Does not a bride know her husband's eyes? And don't best friends tell each other secrets? Oh, this is why.